Maranatha. 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 Happy Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom. I was sick all day yesterday and I went for a walk gagging. But I just had to get some fresh air because this weather makes me so stuffy. Like, I feel so claustrophobic because I feel so humid. And then you get stuck in your house. So we have today and tomorrow and then more rain. And I have court for a lawsuit for less about money. It's like, I would have waited. I would have given them more money. But these people are so selfish and such liars. It's disgusting. I would have given them more. They would have waited for me to, like, sell everything or help me. What the fuck? Anyways, I'm doing good. I hope you're doing well. I pray for you even though you hurt my feelings. Because, believe it or not, it actually hurts me to see you suffer. I don't know why other people don't think the same, like, don't feel the same. Like, come on. I don't know why you don't want to go. She doesn't want to go on a walk. See? It's like, sign. Come on. It's very panini of it all. Like, someone kidnaps me, you know, with my dog. The dog's found loose. They're going to think that I ran away because of everything going on. But thank God I have this podcast. So, that no one knows about. Well, I tried to tell the prosecutors about it, but it didn't seem like they cared too much about me spreading my word. So, I told them that I was going to, and as an American citizen, we're supposed to have our right to a speedy trial. You want your treats? Come on. Why aren't you wanting? Come on. Come on. As, and this is not a speedy trial. Fuck, you want your treats? Or you want your treats? Excuse me. Several months. Do you know how it is for a person that suffers from severe anxiety to be left wondering about this shit? Come on. Come on. We'll cross the street. There's but anyways, I want to go up to Canterbury. Come on. Canterbury egg. But, I sent Johnny Baptist an email because he always makes fun of the black helicopters coming over his house and all this bullshit. I'm like, you really think he has something that important to say? Such bullshit. So they told him. But I don't think that's funny. Come on. Because that actually happens to me. And I ask people to be a witness, and they're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I think that is something that they train NPCs to say when you need help from them. It's just something that they go numb, and they just say, I don't know what you're talking about. They're all programmed. Like, obviously, I'm the common denominator. Like, when you have a group of people going after one person, obviously, I'm going to be the common denominator. It was never about proving myself, or I don't know what the fuck you guys think, but, well, I guess it is about proving myself, because I have to. I was always trying to save the children, and everybody's making me out to be like some fucking predator when that fucking other guy legit has some 16-year-old boy runaway living with him because he's gay. And what are the police doing about it? Nothing. They don't do anything about it. They don't care. The guy is living in California, and now California made it all the easier for them to, like, fucking kidnap kids because of this whole trans thing. And people laugh when I say, oh, I just feel like a dude. It's so claustrophobic, I just want to take off my shirt. Clearly, they're doing something to us females. They're oppressing us, making us not be believed, but you guys believe men. But then I came across these therapists, and this is the problem, is that therapy didn't rely on, like, prescription drugs, and, like, therapists can't bring up, you know, God or religion or anything. So, like, I know two friends of mine that were therapists, they had to leave and they opened up their own practice so they can actually help people and sell the truth. Because most of these panic attacks and stuff are actually demonic. All you need to do is drop to your knees, surrender to the Lord, and you don't have any more worries. Why do you think they are after me so badly? My own brother, not my own flesh and blood, is lying. It's a disgusting, all because of money. Money turns people evil. It's something of this world, not of the next. So, I guess that's why I never cared too much for money. I was happier when I was poor. Especially, I remember being in Mexico, not even having beds or cold water. Warm water, I'm sorry, I had to warm up warm water on the stove, take a shower. But, everything means so much there. Here, it's like, I make something, someone just throws away, they don't care the time, money I put into it. There's no one cares. All these children are so entitled and spoiled. They're not going to realize how much they need their mother until we're dead. And it's like, I told the police that they ruined everything because of the way they treated me in front of my son. That's fucking disgusting. It's like, why would I pee myself and fall to the ground praying if I wasn't genuinely scared of somebody else? Not of myself, not of the world ending, of a black helicopter coming so close to me, and my neighbor following me around with his cell phone camera, laughing at me when I'm crying. You would get your feelings hurt too if people were making up all these lies about you. But I just, I'm so glad I have friends like Dow, and I swear I think they're angels because they know about all this stuff and I didn't know about any of it. These people probably get paid to torture me. Watch me suffer. Ew, that's other dog shit. See? I pick up my dog shit and then there's like signs all over to pick up dog shit, like it's just for me, I swear, because the HOA only watches me for some reason. They're like stalkers. They'll come out with their phones and pretend to be playing with their children just to have their cell phone cameras ready. See, the only thing we can control is our emotions. So I'm learning, that's why I go outside more often, because you know, they even send a UPS man with a box to bump into me. Like, he bumped into me. This was also the dead giveaway. Three mailmen at three different post office mailboxes at the same time. I've never seen that again. Why would you need three mailmen for three different mailboxes? That seems so, like, that seems not very smart. Like, not practical. I don't know. Very sus, because it was like one mailman, one house, the other mailbox, the other mailbox. All three were at different ones. And it was in the morning. They usually always come around 3 now, like clockwork. Well, anyways, oh, happy time change. And God bless you, Maranatha. Will I last? And free the nipple. I think the sad thing for me is that I thought I could make a difference. I thought I could save the world, but one person can't save the world. One person can't be sacrificed to save the world either. So I can't help in any way. This is our reality. This is your reality. This moment in time, this present moment, that's all you have. That's it.